Ah, yes, absolutely. No, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Well, it is the duty of a village priest to attend to all matters of the spirit, is it not? Even one that requires me to attend frequent dinners within respectable households. Yes, God bless you both. Good night. Oh, my dear, I didn't really realize you were still here. Oh, heading off so soon? No, I was just wondering if you might help me with a few things. Yes, I still have a few chores to do around here. Yes, that's me, ever the servant. Oh my, you are the pious one, aren't you? Oh, so very, very beautiful too. You do quite take after your mother. Oh, I don't recall her wearing such short dresses. Oh, never mind me. Please do come this way. Yes, there's still much for us to do before we can go to bed. I mean, sleep. Yes. right here in the back. After you, my dear. Yes, that shelf over there. I can't leave before I stack the hymn books. That's right. Reach all the way up to the top. My dear, would you? Won't you come sit by me for a moment? No, nothing's wrong. I just, well, we haven't really had a chance to talk in a while, have we? Why, I've watched you grow from such a young, mousy child into such a, such a splendid young woman, so full-bodied and young. I must confess, my child, my intentions for having you stay behind are not quite as I claimed earlier. The truth is, God forgive me, the truth is that I have watched you grow into this young, pale-skinned angel, and I find myself wanting for more than just stolen glances. I fear my thoughts have fallen from the path that I chose a long time ago, fallen into things much darker. Dear, would you please concentrate? Yes, I'm aware the place is quite dusty. Just, you know, just listen. And don't, Lord, don't lean over so much. That dress, it doesn't leave much to the imagination. No, I wasn't staring, although it is hard not to. You have come into womanhood very clearly. I don't feel I can simply go on being around you. You're always here helping with the flowers and cleaning and with the Sunday school now. I have to tell you before this problem grows worse. I think of you often. Think of your hands and your eyes and your those lips. Yes, I know you do often kiss me on the cheek. It's no, that's not what I meant. You always wear such slender, revealing dresses, and the desire to touch you and to feel you against me, your young, soft skin. Oh, God, no, I didn't mean like a hug. Oh, Jesus, forgive me. Even your arms around me in such an innocent manner, your breasts pressed against me. Oh, the perfume you wear, so intoxicating. Just reading my sermon, I cannot help but stare down at you, down at your pale thighs so tightly pressed together, imagining a hand, my hand, running down the skin there, down to where they meet and opening those. What? Well, yes, I suppose somewhat like when you used to ride on my shoulders, but no, my dear, you're missing the point. Again, I don't want. No, we can't do that anymore. You're far too big and look, sweet girl. Have you, been with a boy before? Certainly the young men at your school must look at you and pursue you. I've seen you in your school uniform, the short skirt and tight blouse. I find myself in the same boat, so to speak. I want my hands on you. Not like we've ever done before. I want you as a woman, all to myself. I want to taste you, and I need you. The more time I spend around you, the more I find myself capable of thinking of only one thing, of being intimate with you, and feeling my naked skin against yours. And not like holding my hand, Lord, you're so smooth and warm. Oh, I can't help but wonder if your breasts might feel the same. Oh, my dear, I'm afraid I can no longer resist. I just cup them in my hands and feel their fullness and size. Please, it's okay. I only want to enjoy you and please you. Wait. Where are you going? What? Your dad's here, but you said... Wait. Oh, shit.